lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross cease. I would they were even cut off, which trouble you. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We ask, Lord, your blessings as we take a few moments here in the middle of a busy week, taking time to gather in this place to study your word. Pray our hearts will be encouraged and blessed and challenged as we live for you and serve you. And this I pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I was thinking back on something this week that I was studying and praying for tonight. It was 30 years ago tomorrow. It's January 28, 1986. Our nation was rocked and our world was shaken as we watched the space shuttle Challenger explode in front of us on national television. Just 73 seconds after liftoff, seven crew members, including a school teacher from New Hampshire, perished in one of the greatest tragedies in the history of the NASA space program. I was a student at Tennessee Temple University at the time, and I remember the moment that I learned the news. I had just finished my 11 o'clock class, gone back to my dorm for a few minutes to get a couple things, and then I headed to the dining hall for lunch. And while we were there in the dining hall, they turned the radio on and turned it up and told us the tragic news. And we were just all shocked. We just didn't know what to think, what to do. And Dr. Robertson called all the students back to the church sanctuary. We went back into the sanctuary of our church, and about 4,000 students of us gathered and spent the next hour or two in prayer for our nation, for the families, and so forth. You know, since those days, we've remembered the names like Dick Scobee, Ronald McNair, who happened to be from South Carolina, the young black man that was on the shuttle, Krista McAuliffe, the school teacher. I guess what's etched in my mind as much as the explosion was the scene of her parents standing on the grandstands there at Cape Canaveral, standing there watching, not realizing really what had happened. And then began to see the grief on their faces as well as the grief on the children who were in the auditorium at the school in New Hampshire. And we began to process all of that and what a tragedy that was. And nobody had any idea, you know, anything like that could ever happen. And it's pretty much like one of those things that we lived through on 9/11. You know, we never thought we'd ever see anything like that. And how do you process it? How do you think about it? It's hard to believe it's been 30 years tomorrow since that happened. And one of the things that came out weeks and months following the disaster of the Challenger was the question that everybody kept asking from that moment that it happened. How could this happen? This billion-dollar space program with all the safety and all the technology, how could it happen? And the investigation resulted in something that shocked everyone. Come to find out that the cause of the Challenger disaster, the explosion that killed those seven crew members, was the result of the failure of something called an O-ring. An O-ring, like a washer or a seal. An O-ring. And because of the freezing temperatures that were around Cape Canaveral that day and the days leading up to it. In fact, they had postponed it because of the weather and the temperatures and things like that. But the freezing temperatures caused that little O-ring Scientists said it was something you can run down to the hardware store and pick up for just a few bucks. That O-ring going bad caused that tragic disaster. Little things matter the most. Little things matter the most. And that's a lesson to us spiritually tonight as we think about that. And I think there's some little things that Scripture refers to that will remind us as Christians that we need to watch out for, and we need to remind ourselves of the strength and the power that comes as followers of Jesus Christ, that it's not always about the big stuff. It's not always about the big programs and the big bombastic and loud and lights. It's many times, it's the little things that matter the most. The first thing is in our text we read in just a moment ago. I'm going to give you three things of little things in Scripture that matter the most. Notice number one. In verse 9 of the verse of the passage we read just a moment ago, and we're going to look some of the verses in just a minute, Paul says, a little leaveneth the whole lump. Leaven is yeast. And I'm not a baker. I don't play one on TV. But I do know that it doesn't take but just a little bit of yeast. If you're baking something that needs to rise, especially like bread, and you put a little yeast in and it rises, it doesn't take much, right? Just a little bit. And that's all it takes, and the bread rises. Throughout the Old Testament, leaven was spiritually used as a symbolism of sin. Sin. And that's why the children of Israel, the Passover meal, bread was unleavened bread. It was without yeast. It was not to rise. God's people were to remind themselves of that symbolism in the observance of the Passover meal and of course, our Savior being the perfect sacrifice without sin. Leaven was a symbol of sin. Paul, when he says this, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, he's not giving us a Food Network baking class here. He's reminding us that sin, just a little sin, can cause great destruction in our lives. Just a little sin. You know, sometimes we classify sins as big sins and little sins. I don't think there are any big sins and little sins. Some sins have terrible consequences. Some sins may go undetected to others around us. But based on the authority of the Word of God, all sin is sin. It's all equal. It was all necessary to separate God from man in the garden, just a little sin of disobedience by Adam and Eve. And yet all of that sin was the cause of our Savior having to go to a cross and die to pay for our sin debt. Just a little sin, a little amount of sin, separates us from God. So folks, there's no such thing as a little white lie. It's a lie. There's no such thing as Jesus reminded those in his day that hating your brother was just as bad and just the same as if you murdered him. And lusting in your heart was just as bad as if you had committed the sin of adultery. So Jesus is reminding us all sin matters. And it's the little things. Sometimes we overlook those little things. Maybe it's a slip of the tongue. Maybe there was a little gossip. Maybe there was a little untruth. Maybe there was a little this, a little that. And we think, well, that's not going to hurt anybody. Nobody knows about it, but God knows about it. And that sin separates you from your fellowship with God as a Christian. A little leaveneth leavens the whole lump. A little bit, a little sin, just a small amount of sin will separate us from our fellowship with others and our fellowship with God. It's the little things that matter the most. You know, we've seen in throughout my generation, because of the technology, and we've seen many people commit horrible sins. Sad to say, our world has been rocked with those who were preachers, evangelists, others in positions of spiritual authority and leadership fall morally. And when we see that and it hits the papers and it hits the news and it's all over everything, and you know, we think, wow, what a terrible, terrible thing. Can I tell you something? That didn't start just then. Nobody starts out sinning some big sin, public sin. No, it started somewhere a long time ago with just a little amount of something that wasn't right. And it grew. And it grew. And it got bigger. And it got bigger. And without getting rid of it, it resulted in a terrible tragedy. You know, we must be careful in our own personal lives. Jesus said, don't worry about the speck in somebody else's eye when you got a big old beam sticking out of your own eye. Take care of that out of your own life first. Then be an encouragement and help to your brother and help them live their life. It's the little things that matter the most. Examine your life. Is there any little thing that you've gone, let go undetected? Have you let some little thing, some habit, some lack of something in your life, don't let it grow and become a big thing? There's a second thing, and let's go to something positive here. In the book of Matthew chapter 17, as Jesus is speaking here, and it's another little thing that matters the most. And in Matthew chapter 17, Jesus is speaking to those that are around him. He's addressing his disciples after the event on the Mount of Transfiguration. And he says a great statement here in verse 20. Sometimes we kind of read this and kind of overlook it and maybe sometimes even take it out of context. But let me put it in context for you. Jesus is reminding his disciples of the job that they were going to have to do after he's gone. And he says this. In verse 20 of Matthew 17, Jesus says, "Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove." And notice this. "And nothing shall be impossible unto you." The second thing the Bible tells us of something that is the little thing that matters the most is faith. Just the word faith. He said here, if you just had the faith as a grain of mustard seed. Now, I'm not in the habit of growing mustard in my house, in my yard. I don't know about you. So, it's kind of funny when you look this up, and you kind of get an idea of what that means, but our tour guide in Israel really brought it home for us when he showed us how small the little seed of mustard seeds are in Israel. I mean, they're tiny. They look like just little grains of sand almost. Jesus knew his audience knew what he was talking about when he said that statement. Remember, he's speaking to these disciples after this experience on the Mount of Transfiguration. As verse 1 of chapter 17 says, they were on a high mountain. So now they come down from that mountain, join the rest of the disciples, and Jesus basically just turns back and says, listen, if you've got the faith as a grain of mustard, you could take this mountain and say, move it to another place. It's the little things that matter the most. You say, well, preacher, I'm not a person of great faith. God didn't ask you to have great faith. He just said, but have faith. All you got to have is the faith as a grain of a mustard seed. You can cause a mountain to move. Amen. Now think about that, what that means. Whatever mountain of difficulty in your life, whatever mountain of uncertainty you're facing, maybe there's a decision, maybe there's conflict, maybe there's uncertainty, whatever that may be, whatever that is, Jesus said, if you just have the little bit of faith, you can move that. You can move that. And Jesus tells his disciples, that mountain you just came off of, if you have enough faith to command it to move, it'll move. Now, Jesus is not pulling punches. He's not being exaggeration and just telling stories to... I mean, he just came off the mountain after Mount of Transfiguration where the glory of God was revealed and Elijah and Moses standing on either side. Now, how about that? He didn't have to just try to build up something and make something up. Jesus is serious. He asks you tonight, just have a little bit of faith. That's all you need. Just lie. And I think our faith should grow as believers. I think as we walk with God, as we see God bless and God answer prayer and God do that, I think our faith should get stronger and greater and greater. But listen, it's the little things that matter the most. And Jesus said it's just a little bit of faith is all that's necessary. Maybe that's our problem. Maybe that's why we don't see results in our life. Maybe that's why we can't seem to get things going in things of God. We don't even have that much faith as a grain of a mustard seed. So, preacher, oh, I got faith. Really? I mean, sometimes, honestly, we come down to this altar and we pray about something and we're already worried about it before we get back to the pew. That's not faith. That's not the faith. No. The faith of the mustard seed leaves it at the altar. The faith of the mustard seed leaves it at the bottom of the mountain. And he said, Lord, move this mountain. Move this mountain. But there's a third thing that I find in Scripture. Of the little things that matter the most. Remember, sin, that little sin, matter the most. Remember, faith, the grain of a mustard seed, matter the most. Would you notice just a few pages over in Mark chapter 12? Mark chapter 12. And this is a wonderful story and wonderful blessing. Mark chapter 12 and verse 41, the end of that chapter. Mark chapter 12, verse 41. Jesus sat over against the treasury, and behold how the people cast money into the treasury. Many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples and said to them, Verily I say to you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than all they which have cast into the treasury. For they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all of her living. The third little thing that matters the most is our giving. Just write down the word giving. God didn't ask you to give your whole paycheck. He just asked you to give a portion of it. He just asked you to give a little bit out of what He's blessed you with. We call it a tithe in Scripture, a tenth. A tenth was the minimum in the Old Testament. When we got to the New Testament, Paul never mentions tenth, but, you know, if it was good enough before the law, if it was good enough during the law, how in the world do we think we could give less in the age of grace? And so I think that's just sort of where we start, at the tenth. So this lady comes and she doesn't give a tenth. She didn't have much. She didn't have anything. Whatever she had, she gave. And everybody looking around her probably looked at her and says, well, that didn't matter. Why even pass the plate down that aisle if that's all she's going to give? Would be some thinking of some folks. No, Jesus said, wait a minute. It might be little, but it's really much. Amen. Because it's all she had. Larry Ford sang about it, didn't he? Little is much when God is in it. You see, God's asked you to be faithful. And if you'll be faithful in your giving of what God has blessed you with, God will make sure and take care of what you need on the other side of it. And then when He comes along and bless you even more, you turn around and just keep giving God your part. I love how my pastor described it. We take our shovel from our pile, and we take and put it on God's pile. And then God takes His shovel from His pile and puts it over on our pile. And God's always got a bigger shovel. Amen. Amen. God's always got a bigger shovel. We just take our shovel, and when God blesses it, we put it over on His. He takes and gives us some. We take our shovel, and we put it on His. And God just keeps blessing. Why do we think that we can get by robbing God out of that? Listen, what you're doing, you're robbing yourself too. You're robbing yourself of the joy of seeing God provide for you in every way possible. You're robbing yourself of the joy of just being obedient to God. Listen, even if God didn't give you just all this long list of Santa Claus stuff that you think you got to have, Listen, just the joy of knowing you've been faithful and obedient to God ought to give you great joy in your life. Little is much when God is in it. You see, it's the little things that matter the most. I guarantee you one thing. The people in that day who were standing around when Jesus made this statement, I bet those disciples and those followers never forgot that sweet little widow lady. And this is not in Scripture, but I just have in my mind, just knowing how people of God are, that some dear soul that was standing there heard that and said, well, bless her heart. She gave everything she had. You know what? I've got a little extra over here. I think I'll just share mine with her. And somebody else probably said, you know what? I got a little extra over here. I think I'll share mine with her. And I guarantee you, before she got home that afternoon, she had more with her than she had when she started.
Amen.
Because she was willing just to give God what God wanted her to have. Just be obedient. Just give God what she had. And I guarantee you, just knowing how... And that's what we would have done. Guarantee you, if somebody had done that before they got to the parking lot, we would have slipped them something, right? We would have said, hey, here, come... Here, have this. Here's a bag of groceries. Here's this. Guarantee you, before she got home, she had more than she left the house with. And you know what? Even if she hadn't, she still was putting God first in her life. It's the little things that matter the most. So you see, folks, as we begin this year and we're getting started in all that God has for us, let's pay attention to the little things. Let's don't let those little things become distractions to us. Let's don't let the lack of a little faith help cause us to miss out on seeing God move the mountain. Let's make sure that we stay faithful. And give. You say, well, I can't give much, but I give what God's, and I'll be faithful right there. God will take care of the rest. God will bless and God will do the rest. I can't get over those little O-rings on the Challenger. Just those O-rings. Man, what a difference that whole thing would have made. What a difference history would have been. Don't let the little things rob you of the joy that God has in store for you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you that you love us so much. We don't have to be the greatest, the loudest, the richest, the most talented, the most capable. Lord, you just asked us to be obedient. You asked us to be faithful. And Lord, it's the little things that we need to watch. It's those little things that rob us of our time. It's those little things that rob us of our joy. So Lord, help us to pay attention to those. Help us, Lord, to focus on things like prayer and Bible study and witnessing and giving that we need to. Help us, Lord, to focus on our faith and sharing our faith and having faith, Lord, that you can do what you want to do. Father, I just want to thank you that you love us so much. You've given us everything we need and more than that. And Lord, I just pray that we'll just be faithful and pay attention to the little things that matter the most. Bless us through this week. Help us live for you and serve you. This I pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. God bless you. Y'all be careful.